Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show at 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. We're taking your phone calls this morning. Let's go right to it. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are the first one out of the gate today.
Good morning, Mike. This is Chan from Alaska.
Chan Richards. I know that name. How are you, Chan, and how are things in the Great White North?
Actually, gorgeous today.
Chan,
what little of the sun is starting to peek up.
Chan, did you build that gazebo at Mike's old house? What did he build over there?
What did you build? What did you do at my house?
Like a wedding crashers?
Yeah.
I fixed a couple things. That was about it.
You had a door, wasn't it? It was a door that he dremeled down so it would hang better.
Yeah, because I had an old 1900s house, and he came over and he did some work.
Chan, I need you to come over and do some work.
Oscar is desperate to have you come to Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Where would you put Chan in your house,
That's
Oscar?
That's the thing, Mike. Square footage is limited. And if Chan wants to sleep at the house, he's going to have to sleep with Shannon and I.
Oh, well, that'll be nice.
Be
Works for me.
Chan, you are a loyal fan of the show, and we truly appreciate all your support. And are you still doing the carpentry work up in Alaska?
Very little. Actually, I'm homeschooling my girls now.
Nice. Oh, you're a Mr. Mom. You're you're kind of like Captain Fantastic.
Yes. I'm Michael Keaton.
No, I was thinking more like Viggo Mortensen in the movie that I saw that nobody else saw.
Living off the grid?
I'm being a little more honest about it.
Oh, that's so you're homeschooling them. How many daughters are we talking about here?
Three.
And at what grades?
Oh, wow.
Basically third, fifth, and sixth.
So it could be something else?
Well, no, because it's his at his teaching level.
It's
third,
version.
Fifth, and sixth all are at about second.
What's the hardest thing about homeschooling children?
Structure.
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay.
Well,
all right, Chan.
In the wilds of Alaska. If you don't mind, Mike, Chan, you had a lippy.
We're going to keep him on a little longer, Oscar? You're driving the ship.
He had a lippy daughter at one point that was giving us some attitude. Is she still lippy?
Actually, even more so, because she's 20 now.
Wow.
So how many children have you fathered, Chan?
I've got four daughters, one biological and three adopted.
Okay, so the three that you're homeschooling are adopted?
Correct.
And where's Mrs. Chan right now? Where is she? She's not dead, Rob.
She's still in bed. She hasn't even woken up for the day yet. It's just after 5 our time.
Let me ask you this. If you're homeschooling the kids, does that mean that Mrs. Chan is off slaying the dragon and getting the work done?
Exactly.
Right. And what does she do for a living?
She's a counselor, mostly around substance abuse.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
Lord's
good
work.
Stuff.
Doing the Lord's
Is that
work.
How you met her?
Yeah.
You dick.
No. College sweetheart.
Oh, that is sweet. That's gorgeously sweet. Treacly
and I hate
sweet.
To ask this. This is Rob that's got me on this line of thinking. So she went into this. She's been doing this for her whole career?
Pretty much. I mean, okay. She did a few things before, after her degree, just to work. Mm-hmm. But she got into her counseling, which was what her degree was, about 12 years ago.
And I would imagine up in Alaska, there are lots of issues with, like any rural area in America.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell her that she's doing the Lord's work, and you're guiding those children. And what's the lesson plan for today, Chan? Chan?
That's too fat. Stay away from drugs. I mean.
Oh, Thanks, Chan. Oh, okay, oh, good Chan. Talking to you. Yeah. You take
next
care
somebody.
Of yourself.
Next
all right, bye-bye. Thank
Do you.
Do you
suppose...
Bye, really, Chan. Really funny. He posts some really funny stuff on Facebook, and he's always like that on the air.
Yeah, do you suppose he was thinking that was the wife's lesson plan? He didn't realize you were asking for his lesson plan?
I was asking for
his lesson plan. That's
but
right.
But that's Chan when he's on the show. Yeah. It's just,
hey, good news, girls. Today is home ec. Make daddy breakfast.
That's right. How to perform well on a radio program. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mike. This is Dan.
Hello, Dan. Where are you calling from?
No, this is Dan Town.
Oh, Dan thought that you would know right away it was Dan Town.
Okay. All right. This is like the greatest twofer in the history of the world right now. What can we do for you, Dan?
Oh, no, I hung up on him. I thought you gave me was to hang up on him.
Okay, let's take another phone call right
also,
here.
Also, homeschooled.
Okay. Note to self, prime directive for 2017. Get control of the phone.
Got to move to D.C., studio. Mike. That's all you want.
No. We're installing it down here.
We'd love to have
let's,
you.
let's get to the phones right now. Hello, who's this?
Gentlemen, top of the morning to you. It's Mark Kaplan, formerly the medical officer of the training ship Golden Bear.
Ooh. I still have my Golden Bear hat that I wear, and whatever it is about that hat, sir, that every single time I wear it, somebody makes note of it like I'm really serving my country, and I feel that little pang of guilt where I have to say, no, a friend gave it to me. So, because it says like instructor or something like that on it, right? Isn't that what the hat says?
No, well, you have scrambled eggs, which means that you are a captain or a chief mate. So you are somebody who would be in charge
squirrel.
Of the vessel.
Or stolen valor in my particular case. Maybe I get like a magic marker and put SV on it, stolen valor. Like that. That's not the same. You know, wearing a hat that somebody gives you as a gift is not the same thing as rolling into like an airport in full dress uniform,
right.
Pretending that you're a member of the military. Am I right, sir?
Well, I mean, you could possibly use it when they say all active duty people, you get head of the line privileges to get on the plane. You could sort of shrug and say, well... You know, I'm serving, so I'm embarrassed, but I could go into the front of the line.
Never, ever in my life would I do that, but I sure like wearing the hat. That's the way. And so what are you doing now? Are you still in service to your country?
Well, I wrote a letter to Rob about my ordeal, but I think two things happened. One, it was probably too long, and it was the same Thursday that you had come back from your weekend in the hospital. I'm calling for a couple of reasons. One is, Mike, I feel your pain. I had an accident in the Caribbean and broke my L1 spine, my vertebrae, and had to be flown to Fort Lauderdale, Florida at a cost of $28,500. And was heavily medicated. I had to go to emergency surgery. And the only podcast I was able to download because we were at sea was that very first Thursday when you came back and you were talking about Florida nurses. So as I rolled in high on morphine, and I said, where am I? And they said, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, sir. And I started to scream and tried to escape and had to be sedated.
Because you're listening to me rant about that. Have you recovered fully?
Oh, no. It's going to be a year, I'm off work for at least 12 weeks, bored out of my mind. Thank you so much, because I wake up bright and early and try to get on the Ustream to try to get the little humor in my life.
I can relate. Let me just tell you, the worst thing I'm going through right now is the non-normal life. And Carla said today, I said, how you doing, honey? She goes, single mom. And I walked into the next room.
Oh, that's nice.
No, I'm not functional. I'm not able to do, I can't take the dogs out and pick up their poo. That's how bad this is for me right now. And
Mike, so but it's you just, can pay the bills.
I'm paying the bills like I am coming in. God, thank God I can still flap my gums.
Just want to remind you about that.
That's right.
You would be amazed at how non-functional you can be physically and do this. Well, I think, the late Jim London probably proved that. But I mean.
Has he passed?
Hasn't he?
I don't remember.
Oh, God. You have the, your mind, somebody, your mind is deteriorating more
somebody
than mine.
Somebody have
is.
Died.
Didn't he pass away? Didn't we have a moment? Don't you? For someone who is as obsessed with death, now you're making me paranoid.
No, don't be paranoid.
So you've got a long recovery ahead of you. I wish you nothing but the best, my friend. And it's Hal. Is that your name, Hal?
Mark.
Oh, sorry. Well, whose mind is deteriorating? That's thank it. You. Mark, thank
it's,
you.
It's the dead disc jockey is Hal
here
London.
We go. Let's all narcotics. Talk. What?
It's the narcotics. And the word of the day is peristalsis.
Peristalsis.
The lack thereof.
Okay, so what is peristalsis, just for our non-medical listeners?
Well, you know, ask your doctor about opioid-induced constipation. It's a thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Elvis dealt with it a lot, yes.
One of the few. And by the way, what is that sound on the phones, the that we're getting
those
time?
people's signals, they're...
So we've had three in a row that sound like that?
This is the initial one that called. I hung up because they had a bad signal, and they called back. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it, Mark. Take care.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Good luck with your recovery.
There he goes.
Now he's going to go watch the wallpaper move.
I can relate to the lack of activity and watching, it's been too much. And I'm going a little bit squirrely with that, and I want to get, you can't rush these things, but
right.
Unfortunately you want to rush it, and I'm probably entering into that phase right now. Hope so. Hope I'm lucky enough to enter into that phase. That's what we're counting on. Let's take another call right now at 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Labor Day weekend.
Hey, that's right. It's Labor Day weekend. It's a holiday weekend. I can't imagine what I'm going to do. I'm really looking forward to it.
You going jet skiing, Mike?
Golfing? Oh, yeah. Boating? What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to take my airboat out and look for some gators and see if I can shoot them right between the eyes. That's by the way, we will have a Florida wildlife update because with the floods down here, because we're getting this tropical moisture from Tropical Depression, IVD3, whatever the hell it's called,
yes.
We have a new wildlife update, and I didn't know we had these critters down here, so big, big fun. But no plans for the Labor Day weekend. What are you up to, sir?
Well, I will not be watching a telethon, thank God.
Oh, what a dick!
Well, that's over. Rob, hasn't that ship sailed?
Yeah, let that go.
Yeah, so why does he? Why does he bring it up? Because he's a dick. That's why.
Now, Rob.
No,
Rob,
he's a dick.
Rob, be kind. Please.
He brought up the sore spot of Labor Day for me because he wants me to be upset. Well, congratulations, sir.
All right, did you bring that up just to be cruel to Rob?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Would you like to explain yourself, please?
Well, I'm 40 years old, and the majority of my life, every Labor Day weekend, the TV was basically useless because the telethon would be on.
You only got one channel in your house?
It was on all three channels.
Yeah, most of us only had
three
at one point.
No, it was never on all three channels.
What did you hate about the telethon, sir? Why don't you tell us what you hated about the telethon?
It was on ABC, NBC, CBS, and even PBS.
That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. What did you hate about the telethon? The fact that it helped kids? Was that what pissed you off?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Every time the boot is put in my window, I always put in at least $5.
That's another lie.
What do you mean that's a lie?
I guarantee you he never put $5 in the boot.
Wow, that's such a personal attack.
Yeah, man.
What was the worst thing about the telethon, in your opinion? Was it Jerry?
Don't like the guy. Him and Will Ferrell are like right up there on my 1 and 2.
I totally agree. I could not agree.
Yeah, hacks.
You are such a jerk.
Jerry. Is that for me or for the guy?
No, him. You know, you and I agree on Will Ferrell. He did that. You know why? Because he's continuing to be a dick. Now he's trying to divide and conquer. What's your name, sir?
My name is Nick.
Nick the Dick. Attaboy.
Stop it. Behave. Anything else
hey,
we
Rob,
can do for
you? Come up with a new one. I'll let you know.
What's that?
As soon as you come up with a new one, he'll let you know.
Okay, that'll be fine. You know what you can do? Why don't you take $5, put it in the boot, and then shove the boot up your ass?
Jeez.
Wow, a little
thanks for the call,
today.
Sir. We appreciate you supporting the Mike
Thanks,
O'Mara
Nick.
Show.
That's right. Hope you burn
Thanks,
in hell.
Nick. Have a nice day.
Hey,
bye.
Eternal hellfire.
No offense from this. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. See, Rob was late for work today, too. So we're
He's taking
angry.
It out on you,
we're
the,
getting angry,
the listener.
Rob.
No, no. You know what? He knew exactly what he was doing, and I feel bad for playing into his hands. But he is a jerk this week.
I have a serious question.
Yeah.
He's no Brian Baruti.
Did the ice bucket challenge do more than the telethon had ever done for its own cause?
Did the ice bucket challenge raise $2 billion?
No, but then I'm talking about traction. Didn't they find something from the ice bucket? The money that was spent on the ice bucket challenge, we actually talked about it here on the show, that actually helped find the chromosome for the actual root of the disease,
which
right?
was based on research from 40 years previous that the telethon had paid for. But
so
yeah,
Oscar's,
it did. It
let
did
me just
help
say,
advance.
Let me, hold on, boys, before you continue. Let me just frame this debate. Oscar, of course, is trying to indicate that the telethon and monies raised over the decades were virtually valueless.
Yeah.
And Rob is counterpointing that. So I just thought I'd
Thanks.
Now, I will say, you know what? Perhaps the idea of using the ice bucket challenge and going viral is a more modern way to raise money and awareness.
You think?
But that doesn't. That doesn't change the fact that for many, many years, the telethon was the forefront of raising money. And it doesn't change the fact on
didn't
a personal
actually,
level. I'm sorry,
actually,
go ahead.
Didn't it actually feed the MDA monster that was really one of the most top-heavy charities
yeah, they were chastised
as far as
and
executives
scrutinized.
And money not really getting to the cause? And wasn't
I've never seen that. I've never seen any documentation of that.
There,
no.
was, there, were, there,
there
were
was like a 60
that.
Minutes.
No, I don't recall it. But I will say this. I miss the telethon, and that's what hurts.
Not because of the kids. You miss it because of Jerry.
No, I love the fact that it was a good cause.
That you love so
it was a good cause, but the schmaltz is a big part of it,
dear
too.
Dear Lord, let them not find a cure so Jerry can come back out next year.
Dear Lord, let Oscar's house fall to the ground.
didn't you just like it, really, because it was kind of showbiz?
But you also, that's part of it. But you're invested in the fact that they are, at the heart of it, doing good. And that was part of it. That was so cool that you would see the kids year after year. You would see them making advances, and they would, you know, spotlight the advances they made year after year. And you can't discount the fact the money was raised. I don't know how they used it.
Well, that's I think the crux of the problem.
No, the
serious
crux of the problem
though,
is
wasn't,
you.
Wasn't the charity a little, you know?
No,
heavy
I don't.
In the executive department,
I don't think
Isn't
it ever was.
They paid a lot of people.
I don't think there ever was.
Hold on, Mac.
I have percentages here for the NBA.
Oh, good.
Go ahead. Hey, Rob. I love you, man. I love you. The face that you have right now. When Mac came up with that, Mac, can you share those percentages?
Before he does, I just want to say this. For the first time in 2 years, he has something that helps the content of the show, and this is it. Thanks so much.
By the way, our phone lines are still open at 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-6673.
Call now. We only want a dollar more than we got last
that's
year.
That's right. Mac, give us the stats for charities.
Okay, for the program itself that's going to the charities and all the individuals, it's 73%.
73%.
That's
of
pretty
last,
good, right?
As of last year?
Yes.
Or?
This is of 2014.
Okay, well, that's not Jerry's days. We're talking about Jerry's days.
It's,
yeah, but that's still, I mean, it's as the charity goes.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
I don't know how that rates, 73%.
Better than obviously, the Red Cross.
It's below average, actually.
Oh. The whole thing's a sham.
I knew that it was. I knew they had issues with getting to the stuff.
Well, sure, in 2014,
charity.
After Jerry left. Yeah, of
no,
course.
No, Jerry was
be.
Worse. It was no, worse
no.
when Jerry
he
was
He never
there.
Took a dollar, Mike. And he called on all the entertainers to work for free. That's the thing.
You like Jerry because Jerry would make a joke like you made on Facebook about Hope Solo.
You didn't care for that.
Well, that is your thing, okay?
I so love the joke.
What here's
was
the joke?
Joke.
Rob Spiewak on Facebook. One of Facebook's trending topics is Hope Solo. My thoughts? Hope Solo is okay, but he was better with Bing Crosby.
What?
Now, did you hear the one person laugh at that?
What?
There's one person who had experienced joy. Along with the 86 others who liked it. So yes. So there's a segment of the audience that enjoys that.
Had to get that joke out of my system so I wouldn't.
Does it really count as a joke?
Who's Hope Solo other than the goalie I know on the US team?
No, but the thing. See, and then I've got the other side that doesn't understand it at all.
No.
It's just,
well,
you
know, I think I'm in the majority.
This happens a lot.
Well, Hope Solo, he's making a Bob Hope joke.
Oh.
You see, because Bob Hope was with Bing Crosby, and now I'm stopping
everybody
the show
knows that
by doing that. That to me is a demonstration of someone who has great joy in sharing that, but doesn't really bring. You know, it's not like that's the kind of joke where people are going to double over and laugh out loud. And that's where I take a little issue with it. I would really.
Oh, they always have to be home runs.
It's not. It doesn't fall into the category of even close to a home run. It's not even. It doesn't even approach.
Is it like, don't waste your post with your hack jokes.
Is it a successful bunt?
I don't even know what it is. I think it's a masturbatory activity.
Well, I think we're all guilty
it.
Of that.
No, but I mean, I would describe that as something that brought you pleasure. But
sure.
Obviously,
awesome.
There's some. But then I'm contradicted by the fact that there are plenty of likes that you got,
but
and
it's
a little
just something.
Thread.
Sometimes I have to get it out of my system.
That's
I
the
say
Rob
it, and that's what I think. And
is
I
is it a form of lack of self control?
Probably.
Okay. All right. It's just the, that's fun.
And I know if I make that joke there, then I don't feel that I have to do it here where I will be totally, totally filleted, but it happened anyway.
Can you say it again so I track with it again?
Yes. It goes like this. A trending topic today on Facebook is that Oscar is an asshole.
No, I'm really serious. I want to make sure.
Okay, the joke is Hope Solo is the goalie god. Why are we doing this? Yeah. Hope Solo, now I'm explaining it to you. I don't know which is worse, Rob's original joke or the fact that I have to explain it to you.
Well, Mike, I didn't grow up with Bob Hope. I don't know these
Okay,
things.
Before right. you say You're the right. joke, we should say
neither did Rob. That's the thing.
No. We did. I did the Bob Hope specials and everything. Yes, yeah.
You were at the tail end of the Bob Hope specials.
Bob Hope made a series of movies with Bing Crosby in the 1940s that were very big box office hits.
Okay. They were like Martin and Lewis. They were a comedy team prior to Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
And they would make movies. They did each other's radio shows. Later on, they did each other's television specials. They had sort of a comic relationship, a ball-busting one.
Okay.
And Hope and Crosby were a comedy team.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so now you know. And so the joke is Hope Solo is a trending topic on Facebook today. My thoughts on Hope Solo, it's good, but I like him better with Bing Crosby.
And I picture Rob writing that and posting that and then turning up the corner of his mouth with something resembling a sneer that says,
like when the Grinch smiles?
No, just this self-satisfied, smug kind of, look how witty and smart I am, but no real laugh in there.
No, and there's no wittiness and look at me. I just really honestly,
it's a pun.
It's a pun. The lowest form of comedy.
Thing. It's the crappiest form of comedy.
Oh no, just the lowest. Just the lowest.
It's horrible. No. I hate puns. You know I hate puns.
Well, you know, I love puns.
I know you love puns.
Clever wordplay, Mike. It's fun.
See? That's, I don't know. I think we've exhausted
the lines
this topic.
Are locked.
Okay, let's take a couple more.
We really
got
to start the show.
I know we do, but we'll start it late. Okay. Let's take one more call and then we'll take a break. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show at 888-920-6673. Go, you're on the air.
Hola, Miguel. ¿Cómo está? Oscar, Roberto y Caballito.
Oh, an international
muy bien, gracias.
Call.
¿Y tú?
Muy bien, gracias.
Gracias. Okay, now in English, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys, I just want to say hello and tell you how much you make my day shorter every day. I'm on the road every day driving, and I always look up for 11:30 to download the show and listen to you guys. You put a smile on my face, and you make my day shorter. That's great.
And what is your first name, my friend?
My name is Ron. I'm from Chile. I've been here for 11 years. And, my wife introduced me to the Don and Mike show in 2005, and since then I've been a loyal listener.
Oh, that's God so bless awesome. You. You know what? Great. That's cool. I like that. Thank you very much, my friend. And keep listening and safe travels as you're driving around all day. We really, really appreciate that. Let's take one more in, and then we will go to break. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the show. You're the last caller in this segment.
Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar. It's Sheldon from Leesburg.
Sheldon!
My hometown. Sheldon from Leesburg. Wow, the best place in the world. How are you, Sheldon?
I'm doing okay. About to head over to Maryland Live and play some poker for today.
Oh, hey, nice.
That's pretty good.
Another upstanding Leesburger.
do you have the day off, or are you between your first job?
I have the whole week off. Took a late vacation for the summer.
And you go into a casino. I love you. I love you, Sheldon. I just wanted to say that. I
no
love you.
No better place to be. No better place to be, Mike.
Where do you work, Sheldon?
I am a chef at Andy's in Lubbocksville.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
That's wonderful. And, I love it. You know what, Sheldon? I'm gonna pray that you win big today. Today is the day for you, okay?
Great, Mike. I have a hypothetical question for you guys.
Yes, sure. Go ahead. I don't know what's wrong with the phones today, but lay it on us, sir.
If I could give you an entire week to use any drug of your choice, excluding alcohol, with no health concerns, without any chance of addiction, what would it be?
Easy. No mind. Do you want to go first, Oscar?
God, yes. I would probably get into Oxy. I have never tried it, but it's ruined too many lives to be a bad drug.
All right. Rob Spiewak?
Easy.
To take.
Without a second thought, heroin. People love heroin. It's got to be fantastic.
I'm going to go with probably, I think they're all the same kind of related opiate. I'm going to go with liquid Demerol. Based on my experience when I was recently in the hospital. And by the way, when we're talking... Yes.
Can I amend just quickly?
Yes, go right ahead.
Propofol, what Jackson died of. Because apparently when you Propofol. Go to bed, you right. go to bed.
Yes. That's wonderful. Hey, you might only yeah. need to take that for one day, Oscar.
All right. And Rob Spiewak, yes. I am sticking with liquid Demerol because the fact is that with my recent history, I've experienced all these drugs about an hour ago. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What else about me? I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I found out that I have dyslexia back in 2031. It's true. So I'm dumb, but I am very happy. I'm like the happiest guy I know, and I'm probably happy because I'm dumb. Right, every smart person I've ever met seems to be ticked off all the time. Every smart person I know, they seem to be very annoyed and bothered. They think everything's a nuisance. They don't have time for anything. I'm starting to think dumb is gooder. I think what it is smart people, they put all this learning into their brain, and then they don't know what to do with it, so it frustrates them, so they just walk around grumpy all day, like, global warming and gluten and other smart stuff. I don't know what they're thinking about. I know I don't struggle with that at all. I'm usually picturing animals wearing clothes, you know, just happy. My friend's like, what are you laughing about, Jeff? I was like, oh, dogs don't wear rain boots.
Yeah. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Thanks for the calls, everybody. We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe. Because they get it, and if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's open. I'm wide open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. Give us a call. You never know when we're going to pop a call on the show. Our show today brought to you by Bowl and Branch. The best way to ensure a good day is a good night's sleep, and I will tell you, I own Bowl and Branch bedding. I own their sheets and pillowcases, and they are unquestionably the best that I have ever experienced. And here's another thing. I never much paid attention to bedding, sheets, that type of stuff until Bowl and Branch. This is a warning to you. When you try the Bowl and Branch sheets, they will officially ruin you for other bedding. That is just the truth. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves them. They have thousands of five-star reviews. They've been written about in the New York Times, Forbes, the Wall Street Journal. You can only get their products at one place, bowlandbranch.com. And when you get them, I swear to you, you will love them as much as I did. They are luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of $100. Just visit bollandbranch.com and try them out risk-free for 30 nights, but you won't give them back. To get you started, Bowl and Branch is offering our listeners $50 off their first set of sheets. It's a wonderful opportunity. I urge you to take advantage of it. Free shipping also. Just use the promo code TMOS. Just remember bollandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS. Glorious comfort awaits you. That's like one of my favorite slug lines in any commercial I do. Glorious comfort awaits you.
You sell yes. it every time, and it's such a joy to hear you say it.
We've got a short break here, and we will get back debuting another new character because I have a new toy.
Oh, new character alert.
Yes, new character alert with all that. But, you know, I just wanted to say to everybody, I know I whine occasionally about my little battles on Facebook, but I also want to say to people, and I'll hold up an example, an old fan of the show, not an old fan of the show, a person that's been a fan for a long time, and a person we've had the pleasure of meeting, Alethea Sanders. People like Alethea who have sent me such wonderful little notes about all the crap that I've been dealing with, and really, it is so very, very appreciated because it's just nice to get somebody like Alethea who's kind of in the know in the medical world, and she can offer a little insight and a little pep talk, which is really, Alethea, I just wanted to say publicly to you that your notes and messages to both my wife and to me came at a really, really good time.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was really, really cool. And I get a lot more of that than I get the stuff that's negative. And it's really gratifying.
Was
I really
that before
it.
Or after the single mom comment came out of Carla's mouth?
That was before. That was it. The single mom. The single mom. Here, this is what Carla does, Oscar. Carla will. I will fish. And Carla, it is impossible to fish for any compliment or any positive statement with Carla. She almost rejects it out of hand. Sometimes
she doesn't play that game.
It's not because she's playing any game. It's impossible for her to do it. Because of that lack of filter, honest thing she's got going on, she will just look at me. So today I said, I looked at her, and I'm sitting there, and I said, you know what, honey, I just think a few more days. I look forward to doing little stuff. Like I said, I took the recycling out this morning, and I'm really looking forward to helping out with the dogs again. And shouldn't be long now, really. I'm so tired of not being able to do this. And instead of going, you know, you're doing the best you can. And that's what I was looking for.
Which is what you're hoping for. Yeah.
That's what I was truly looking for. Yeah. And instead I got, yeah, I feel like a single parent. And she walked into the kitchen. And I was just like, you know, and I was like, I was just
parent.
Michael. I was just sitting there, you know, dragging my ass. And it was, you know, it was another day. Poor By the way, I do fall into the category of don't get happy.
Sure.
But I'm thinking maybe things are going okay, but I don't know.
But, you know, you really don't need any help in not getting happy. And what she did is, you know, you finally stood up and she kicked your feet out from under you.
Is there anything that screams senior citizen more than something like that?
Is that walking a fresh bandage every day?
That's just a wrap where they put the
IV
thing in me, the IV thing.
But I mean, the gauze, do they change
day.
That when they they do the IV?
Yeah, and you get the lady like I had yesterday, who was incredible and does this triple deluxe wrap everything perfectly, give you a second layer, and it lasts. This could last for 6 months.
Sure.
And then you get the lady who, let me see, would probably be anywhere from 21 to 26.
Right.
And in her mind, Let me just say this. I'm trying to read her mind, okay? Because you're not greeted. There's very little conversation with the patients because there's just not. And I think within her mind, as she's doing this, what she's thinking is Kit Kat, Butterfinger, Kit Kat, Butterfinger. And then she wraps it like this.
Oh, nice and loose.
Just loose.
So and then off to the vending machine?
Off to the vending machine. And then I go home, and the first thing my son does is go, Daddy! Like rips the whole thing off my arm. And that's my reality. But, you know, otherwise, I'm not going to get happy. I'll let you know when things are fine.
And maybe Carla's trying to make sure that you understand that. Like, it's not, like, this is going to be... It's not going to be.
Not sure he needs the help.
Well, by the end of the week, it's not going to be better. You got to expect the worst. And then if the best happens, it's awesome.
What Alethea told me, and I believe this, it's not a sprint. It is a marathon. Mm-hmm. And it's also a little bit forward, a little bit back, a little bit forward, a little bit. But you know what, man? At the end of the day, I chose to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't sitting there smoking crack or, you know, engaging in bad health practices.
Okay,
with,
Mike.
You know, banging hookers with HIV or anything like that. This whole thing was by choice, and it's a little bit maddening.
And hold on.
Let me just finish this. When I eventually meet with Sawbones, the guy that did the original thing, I gotta go into a Zen state. Or I'm going to wear my dick shoes as soon as I get off the elevator because they're going to come in. Because I'll tell you what's going to happen. And this is a week from Tuesday. So the day after Labor Day is when I roll in there and I know it's going to happen. You're going to walk in and you're going to be new again because they never remember you.
Right.
You go through six layers before you get to the main guy in this factory. And I'm not sure. I've got to psych myself so that I'm not a complete and total a-hole. Because I'm a little bit pissed. Mm. I'm a little bit pissed because they're all going to go, so how are we doing today? And I really, you know, so the dick me if I got off the elevator would be, how am I doing? Has anybody looked at a chart? Has anybody followed my last 3 weeks of my life? Have you done that or not? Have you maybe just gone off and cut on your 6,000 other people? That's what I have to avoid doing. And I think I want to psych myself into that. And it will also depend on how I'm doing at the time. What if
they changed the way they treated you and did like a Patch Adams thing and came in with a clown nose? Would it help?
Yes. Yes.
You'd like
it
that?
It would help immeasurably.
Would you let him do your next surgery if you decide to have it?
It's a great question. Don't know yet. Haven't figured that out yet.
It's
haven't
tough
really
to change mechanics,
out.
Though.
No, but yeah. but
dance
I've
with the girl
of,
that brought
I've
you.
Had lots of conversations, and maybe you said it too. I'm not sure, Oscar, where I had this conversation with the... my sister. She talks with my cousin John, who's a doctor. And I think what it is, and I think your family members will back me up, the guys that cut, surgeons cut. That's their job. Mm-hmm. That's what they think about. They do not burden themselves with the other stuff. If something needs to be surgically fixed, they fix it. If they need to go back in, they fix it. All the other crap, unfortunately, it kicks over to the other guys that have to deal with that. And that's just the reality of the situation. So I've just answered my own question. I will not be wearing my dick shoes when I get off the elevator. Okay. But I also won't be, and I, you, believe it or not, yours truly, I try to be somewhat positive in these offices, and I'm good at it. I'm really, really good at it. I don't think I'm going to be skippy, skippy, happy, joy, joy when I go in there. I'm just like, look, I've had a lot of issues. Just get me back to the guy. I need to talk to him. I don't want to go through your whole little dog and pony show. I don't want to go to the waiting room that's back on the other side of the waiting room door.
Yeah, okay? The second one.
Don't want to go to the second waiting room. Just call me when you're ready, okay? A-holes!
And they'll say, hey, nice dick shoes.
We'll take a break and come back with more. We're running behind on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
We need to build a firewall, a huge firewall. Listen, I know data. I love data. Data is good. I made a fortune on data. But data is coming in. Data is getting in. It's not the good data either. It's malware. Muy malware. Nobody knows what's going on. It's a serious problem. A very serious problem. Trust me, I know. We need a plan, and we need one now. I have many engineers. I have the best engineers, and we love our engineers, right? We love them. They're the best. We will make Tech 411 great again.
Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and at Tech411Show.com. Paid for and approved by Moore Santana 2016.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody knows what a modem is, but do you know what modal is?
What?
Modal. Let me repeat that to you. Modal. You know what it is? It's a wonderful fabric. And every single pair of me undies, every pair is made with modal, a sustainably sourced fabric that is twice as soft as cotton. Twice as soft. You have to feel it to believe it. Me undies is what I'm talking about. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of me undies. But once you try them, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of me undies, they're free. No questions asked. Plus, me undies has dozens of styles, even limited edition prints that'll make sure your underwear is never boring, whether anyone can see them or not. Now, listen to this. Shipping is free in the United States and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the me undies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you're going to get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. And I want to thank our listeners that have sent me actually pictures. Not in them. The guy that sent me the picture of the MeUndies, they were like lying on the bed. But thank you for sending that along. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. I'd like to bring in a new contributor to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am told that this is a disc jockey from somewhere in a small state. They won't be specific, and he doesn't want to let anybody know where he works.
It's a stealth job.
He's a stealth disc jockey, and the station he works at is WCRP, and he's here right now. Please welcome Michael Jonathan.
Hi, guys. How you doing? How's it going?
Welcome, Michael Jonathan.
Hi there. Who am I speaking with?
This is Oscar over here, and I'm Rob.
Hi. Woo! Hi, how are you? Hi, it's good to be with you.
More
hi,
broadcasting.
How you doing? Yeah, well, I'm auditioning today, and I just wanted to make sure I could stop by and say hi. Michael Jonathan with you from WCRP.
Michael, I've got your CV in front of me right now. Is Jonathan your real name?
Michael Michael is my first name, and Jonathan was my middle name, and I converted my middle name to my last name to be on the radio.
What is your actual last name for paperwork?
What's that?
What's your actual last name we needed for paperwork?
Not sure I want to share that. I think that'd be a little overstating things.
If you could send us a fax,
we're on the radio now, aren't we?
Your entire CV there, because all we have is your disc jockey name. We want to make sure we have all the
details. Well, I gave you the correct address, didn't I? I gave you the proper address to send along any job offers that might be coming my way.
You're living in a P.O. box? Because we'd like to have your street address, you know, something physical.
I'm not sure how relevant that is if you correspond with me. I'll get whatever you send along, and if it's something on paper, like a contract,
slow down. You see, a lot of people, when they're auditioning for a radio gig, they'll send an audition tape, air check. And all we got from you was this curriculum vitae, this CV. So are you planning on auditioning live on our air?
I'd like to, but let's get back to the address thing. If it would be convenient for you, I'd sure like you to send along whatever you need to send to the P.O. box. If it's something where you need to send me a package, I suppose you could send it to where I'm living now. But I can give you that information if you need it. I don't
Oscar's
understand.
More of our business guy.
Well, the P.O. box, it's simply we can't send a certified letter there.
True.
So if we have a contract,
all right,
to send
you
your home address.
Down. You can get anything you need to get to me at the Comfort Suites, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
That's so true.
Do you have an extended stay there? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I'm working on that. right now, that's just it's what I'm doing to it's where I'm living right now.
Okay, well, Altoona is lovely this time of year.
It's a lovely place, and please send anything you need. But I'd rather have you
understood.
Use the post office box.
with
I'm
your
pretty
job,
stressed out, stress level pretty much off the charts right now.
What Hold is your show level? Okay,
just a second here. Oh, there we go. Jesus,
that helps.
Oh, it sure does.
What are you drinking?
Vodka.
A little early.
Yeah. It's been
a little
early.
It's
been a rough month.
So you're in Altoona. What is your current? Are you a full timer at your station right now?
No. I work Sunday mornings.
Oh, the God Squad.
Yeah. Yeah. I play a couple of tapes and then I get a full hour of the broadcast.
You spin some records on your show?
Here's Kenny Nolan on WCRP.
Oh, I like Dreamin'.
I like Dreamin' because Dreamin' can make you mine.
Do you get to pick your own records?
No. That's one of our recurrents, though.
Yeah. You have that on a cart?
I've got it on a tape cartridge. And after I run the reel-to-reel, WCRP has not gone digital yet, so I run the tape cartridges.
Michael, have you ever gone by...
Some of them break. Yeah.
By MJ?
No.
Oh, that would be good, though. Try it.
Because depending on the format...
What would that stand for?
Michael Jonathan.
Of course. I'm sorry. I missed that one. I'm terribly sorry. Well, you know, I'm a disc jockey. Okay,
yes, you
what
are.
Can I say? How? What can I say?
It doesn't bear anything on your hiring, because I don't even think we're allowed to ask this, but just between you and I, how old of a guy are you?
I'm 38.
How long you been in the business?
I've been in the business for about 3 months now.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, yeah. Quite the transition. Your CV here says that you've worked on multiple formats.
That's restaurant formats. I worked at Bob Evans, Perkins, and Denny's for about 6 months each.
Server?
Prior to that, I had some... I was a manager. I was actually
really?
A manager.
Did you wear a tie?
I did, and a short-sleeve button-down shirt. Prior to that, I was a line cook. At Perkins, not at Bob Evans.
Great
Bob
pies.
Evans, pardon me?
Great pies at Perkins.
They're available for pickup. But I'm here to do my audition, and one of my specialties is talking up records, and someone told me I was very good at it.
Oh, good.
So I'd love to audition for you right now, if you don't mind.
Okay, let's spin a record. And
what's
you'll
the first record that I'll be talking up?
We'll be jingling into Orleans, Still the One.
Oh, okay.
You know that one?
Good. Yeah. That's the one you have. Do you have any other songs by any
chance? I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Plenty. Would you like to jingle into, here's a classic, The Boys Are Back in Town.
The Boys Are Back in Town. Okay. What would you like me to talk about as I'm talking up the record?
We've got a big giveaway. We're giving away a Mazda 6 at the end of the summer.
Alrighty.
For a Labor Day giveaway.
There's 106 keys.
Yes.
Okay.
And $5,000
So just talk up like any giveaway.
Glove.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. $5,000 gas money in the glove box. Make sure you say that.
Okay, here goes.
Here we go.
These hot cash.
WABC. Good afternoon. It's Michael Jonathan. I hope you're enjoying your week. And coming up, we've got something special for you that'll make the week a little better. It's your chance to win a fabulous prize. If you'd like to get more information, we're going to make sure that we make that information available to each and tidbits. Golly gosh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you sort of stepped on it there.
Would you mind a little feedback? I know this is the first time.
No,
like
I
an
know,
ear check.
Talked over the record. I know. I'm God.
And also the energy.
And you have to sell the Labor Day giveaway. Labor Day's around the corner.
How about the weather? Can I just do the weather?
Okay, the weather's fine.
All right. I'm good at that. Okay. They told me I'd hit that one out of the park.
All right.
Let's give that a try.
Let's do weather over China Grove by the Doobie Brothers. Okay.
All right. Yep. Washington's best music on WAVA. Here's your weather forecast for Altoona, Pennsylvania. It's going to be partly cloudy today with a low pressure system that's going to be popping in, and that'll mean there's some temperatures that are going to be a little rough around the edges. Currently, right now, the temperature is 48 degrees outside. I'm Michael Jonathan, and you're listening to some more fabulous music right here on Double Crackers.
Your content was better that time. I thought your content was better, Oscar. What
I
do you think?
I had enough time.
I've never heard weather referred to as rough around the edges.
Yeah, what did you mean by that?
I got lost in the weeds. Sorry about that. I'm really sorry. Give me one more chance, and then we'll see what we can do. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Okay, just one quick second.
How about let's throw you this.
I feel a little more relaxed.
How about this? A new contest on our air, MJ's Millions.
MJ's Millions, okay?
Yeah, Labor Day giveaway.
What's the MJ for?
Remember, that's Michael Jonathan. That's you.
Sticks and stones. Okay. All right, you got it.
You know what? I'm getting a read on you. Yeah. You like soul music.
I do.
Multiple formats.
So you like soul music?
Hey, I got
music?
An idea. Instead of that, could I talk? I know it's popular. Could I talk a little politics?
Yes, absolutely.
That's my wheelhouse. Stay away from politics on the
Hold on a
second. I'll mute him.
Yeah, mute him for a second. That might be his thing, though. We can let all the politics be on his show, and it's hot tunes and hot talk.
The guy
about
said the weather was rough around the edges.
Come on, let's see what he does.
All right.
You're back. We're going to talk up a soul record here. This is Brick House by the Commodores, okay?
I know that one. I know it. I can do that. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. WMAL AM 63, the number one voice in Washington. Good morning. This is the Michael Jonathan Show. I'm Michael Jonathan. I hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. Don't forget, just a few days from now, it seems like it's right around the corner, it's Election Day. And, hey, listen, if you're not voting full Republican, you're not voting Republican. That's my little tip to you on the Michael Jonathan Show.
Oh, Mo.
Shampoo.
Close.
Jeez.
You were close. You were very, very
almost.
Close.
Almost.
Yeah. Listen, I've got to run, but could I come back sometime? Is that possible?
Anytime.
Sure, we can reschedule.
So bring your box of records.
Okay, well, Roger and Ted and your whole staff, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and take care. And I've got an appointment with a bar stool. Take care, bye.
He's a good guy. You know what? A little green. Yeah. A little green, but I think we could use him on the network sometime.
Well, I think he's an alcoholic. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more on the Michael Merritt Show right after this.
Cake and cookies.
You don't have a sunburn story, but you have a heat stroke story.
Did I tell you about that?
How wasted were you last night?
This was last night?
We did a very lengthy phone call last night.
I told you I'd had a bad day.
Yes, you did. Which surprised me because you sound remarkably good. So obviously you had lubed up and called your old buddy Rob. I had a hunch that you might have had an ounce or two.
Just like put the phone down and...
No, I hang on every word.
He's cake, she's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS 2016 bonus packages. Who wants a little more? Who doesn't? Huh? More is better, am I right?
More is great.
Absolutely. So how do you like more TMOS in your life? Good news, it's just a click away. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 26 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOmaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. We sell them all year long. It's all waiting for you. When you subscribe, you get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. That's why I told you we sell them all year long. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
When?
Right now.
Okay.
Because you're worth it. You know, so bear with me. I have this new toy, this little vocal processor, and I just I do stream of consciousness stuff. I haven't even honed it or refined it.
Now, when you do that, do you just go in and start
self-serving?
How many channels are in it? Because I know there's a lot of different.
Few hundred.
And so do you just flip through and see what sticks, or what do you do?
I've got probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I probably 6 or 7 that I'm using right now.
Right.
And the rest are a lot of like little reverbs. It's really primarily a unit that actually processes for singers and things like that. So I'm
having
a little fun with
Jennifer
it,
or Michael Jonathan want to take a call?
Oh, good practice.
You want Jennifer after we did Michael Jonathan?
I don't know.
He likes dessert for dinner sometimes.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does. He likes to go right to it.
Go to the phones.
Hola. Hi, Oscar. Hello, Mike O'Mara show. You're on the show. This is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Fried.
Fried, like fried rice?
Kinda.
Oh, that's wonderful. What can I do for you, officer?
Oh. I don't know what to say now. I'm all. I think I'm red faced.
Would you like to speak to Mike? He can come in if you want him.
Sure, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right, Michael, come on in here.
Hi, Fried. Hi, how are you, Fried?
Jennifer does love a man in uniform, though.
Yeah. Fried, how are you? Are you still out there doing security for our beloved Washington Capitals?
Well, not for another month, but yeah.
All right.
season's going to start again, and I'm looking forward to getting back down and watching the ice game and having something fun here in D.C. The summer's been long and hot.
Is security easier when they're not playing games?
Yeah, it's pretty much like a teacher. I don't have to do a whole lot.
Sure, but you got to be on call.
He was very nice. He sent me a puck, autographed puck by Alex Ovechkin for my little guy, and that was wonderful.
That's cool.
And you know what? And you do security for him on the road too, right? So we might be able to see each other up in Tampa at some point.
Only in the playoffs. We only travel during playoffs.
Guaranteed.
Right, we'll see what happens if that that goes down. But Fried is one of my dear friends. You may remember he brought me to the Capitals game when the toilet exploded.
Oh, that's right. And you know what else he did many years ago? Gave me a motorcycle helmet that fit me.
That's right, because he had a giant
cranium. Melon, yeah, and he got me a cop-style helmet. So I still have it and still love it. I wear it for my own safety.
Well, Fried, is everything going well? Is everything going well in your life?
Everything's good. I'm happy. Everything's great. The summer was great. You know, the podcast has kept me going. I really do like it, and just having a great time. Can't wait for hockey to start.
Good for you.
You know, it's been a good summer, so I just wanted to call and say hi to you guys. I listen to you every day, so I just wanted to call and hope everything goes well, and I'll talk to you guys hopefully in another month or two when you guys are all in D.C. Maybe we can get together for a game.
Like
awesome,
that.
Fried. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. And really, he also was one of those who protected and served during his day. Thank you very much. Let's take one more phone. We're done? We're done with phone calls for now? Okay. We'll get that right.
Yes.
Give me advanced signals are really kind of what would help me. That would be.
We're going to work on the signals in 2017,
that's,
Mike.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's great. Okay. All right.
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Oscar, Mike needs you really to wave loudly, you know, so you can see.
Yeah.
He can see you. That's the thing. He's his vision. Everything is failing. Everything is failing.
He's got a TV monitor in front of him.
Everything is going. Everything.
Did you hear Mr. Did you hear Mr. Rice on the phone, Jen?
Yeah. What a dynamo! Wow.
But in a way, did he start a little something inside you?
No.
Really?
I'm sorry.
No stirring.
No. Don't go there, pal.
Are you dating?
All right?
I know you've had. I know you've had four husbands, but are you dating?
You know, my sex life and my love life is my personal life, and I'm going to keep it extra diddly double personal, if you know what I mean. Okay.
Because I just wanted you to know that Pony is here.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? I just realized with Michael, Jonathan, and Jennifer on one show, this is qualifying as overkill. So I'll take it better.
Bye, baby. Note to self, Mike controls characters on show.
Hey,
thank you.
Was Fried on your bachelor party excursion?
No, he was not.
Okay.
But Fried, we had a few evenings out and with his buddies, and one of the nights we went down into, I don't know, it was some VIP area where they had a toilet and, you know...
Yeah, it's like the basement, right?
Oh, oh, when you went, was that when Pat's...
Pat's Zajac.
Oh, yes.
And that's where your boy had had one too many adult beverages, and I'd interviewed Pat Zajac a million years ago, and I was drunk enough, like really drunk enough, where I just kind of approached and said, hey, Pat, how you doing, the old Don and Mike show? How you doing? And he looked at me like, seriously, get this stalker out of my face. Because Pat, like, lives in the D.C. area.
Yes.
And he goes to hockey games. And, you know, that's before, you know, he started ranting about different things. So.
Look at this lavatory filled with fabulous prizes.
What did I forgot what I did to the toilet.
Well,
because
you destroyed it. And
it didn't flush. Yeah.
And then you walked right out.
Yeah, and there was like a line of eight guys. It's like, hi, fellas. How are you? My apologies. Sorry about that.
Yes, I was told, pardon me, but I was told this was some sort of preferred area.
But one of the things about Fried was a motorman, and so he was a motorcycle police officer. And I remember back in the day, between my buddy John Harris and my buddy Fried.
Good guys.
Ralph, who's just a good guy. You know, they would be part of Rolling Thunder, and I would always see these guys around that time of year. And it was a once-a-year pilgrimage. And then I would socialize with them. And, you know, I know a lot of guys that are on the job, and always fun. I don't know what it is with disc jockeys and cops, but we kind of have that same irreverent, cynical sense of humor, and we always got along really, really well. And those guys, both John, my friend John Harris, who is now retired, and Fried, who is also retired, you know, those guys, they could not have been nicer back in the day.
Mr. Harris continues to be nice. Officer Harris actually sent me a wonderful word of encouragement when Julia got her learner's permit. He did.
Nice.
It was essentially, your world is not ending, and he offered me a few tips, and he said, when she's ready to take her classes, to please contact him, because he has tips for her.
That's cool.
And buddy, I mean, he doesn't have to do that. He's such a
Officer
good guy.
Officer John, who was, by the way, another motorman, and you want to talk about a guy that knew how to ride a motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
You know, he went to those rodeos where they did the skills competitions, and it was amazing to see a guy operate a motorcycle with the skill level that he had when he was 11 feet tall. That was seriously, it looked like a mini bike. It looked like a mini bike on him, and he's doing all these different things. And I went to Sturgis with John Harris, and, you know, just an amazing guy. And it was like having a mother hen, because all of us amateur motorcycle guys, he was the guy that got everybody's fat pulled out of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we got stuck in gravel or anything like that, he just maneuvered these motorcycles. And it's truly amazing when you see somebody that really has training and knows how to ride him. He's just a fabulous
And he was so good in that Spielberg movie, BFG, The Big Friendly Giant. He was excellent. I think he'll get an Oscar nod for that.
Because he was so kind. He was so kind. And, yeah, it really goes. But anyway, I really want to say to all those guys, and I have so many good friends on the job, both still doing it and not doing it. You know, really, for all you people that are in law enforcement, that are friends of mine, I just want to say, outside of jerky, I wish you the very, very best.
Oh, what's going on with jerky?
That's awfully pointed.
Jerky. That's a ball busting joke for
jerky.
Okay,
good. Good, good, good. I was making
Maybe I'm a little sensitive where, you know, all of a sudden I'm cruising Facebook one day and I see a picture of jerky at some bar with his arm wrapped around my mother in law. And you know what the caption is? You know what the caption is?
What?
Hi, Mike.
Ah,
okay.
So
he knows what's going on.
Sure.
He knows what's going on.
That
Maybe
is
that,
hilarious.
And I mean, what's
stuck
the worst?
In my crawl
I mean, that's
bit,
that
you
sort
know?
Of, Chuck, you know.
You
that's,
could be your father in
law.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's a good dig. In the worst possible scenario, he becomes your father in law.
Oh, Lord.
Can you imagine having to buy him something for Father's Day?
Mm-hmm. Let's just say, of all my.
Hey, Jerky, I got you a card.
Of all my law enforcement friends. Jerky and I would probably have shared the most interesting activities over the years. He's an interesting chap.
He is.
Truly an interesting
chap.
He never
had a loss for a story or a picture.
And still very much getting the job done, I think, patrolling your
area.
Oh,
absolutely. He's our ward. Yeah. Our ward.
He's your guy up there.
Yeah. I see him either on his bike or in the cruise, just zoom by. One time, he rode up on the sidewalk, and I hadn't put two and two together, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, it'll throw you off.
And he's also, like you boys, he's also been into this home here at Tropic O'Mara. He has been...
nice.
Shea O'Mara.
And, yeah, Shea O'Mara, where, by the way...
Chateau D'Amara.
Hey, hurricane forecasters, okay? If you're still calling it a tropical depression, you're putting me in a tropical depression. Thank you. Thank you very much. This thing, would you like to know the speed this thing was moving at before I started taping the show?
Sure.
2 miles per hour.
Oh,
so it's
man.
2 miles per hour. They haven't upgraded it. It's just laying out there. and bringing in rain from the tropics, and that's causing the walking catfish to begin to show up itself. But yes, walking catfish. We have them. That's
wow.
a new Florida wildlife update.
Wow.
We have walking catfish. Thank you very much.
That's crazy. Fantastic.
It's crazy stuff. What are you talking about?
Like
crazy
the
stuff.
Fish.
And they're walking faster than the hurricane.
Absolutely. It's
they
very,
can outrun
very scary.
It.
Yeah. You have to be very, very mindful of the walking catfish.
You do.
And don't touch their spines. They'll give you a terrible infection.
Thank you, Jen.
Time to break for commercial. We'll be back on the Mike O'Meara Show with news you may not need. Is that the truth?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out the Mike O'Meara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hello, consumer. Yes, you. You see, we all consume. If we don't consume, we die. That's the American way. The trick is, you must consume wisely. And the wisest man said one time that the way to consume is to consume everything at Amazon.com through our portal. Mm. Amazon takes all the hassle out of shopping for anything because Amazon has everything. And their prices can't be beat. And the fact is, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a teeny tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support us at TMOS. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. Remember, if you need it, or want it, or desire it, or need it to live, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon, or click the Amazon button at our website, or use the TMOS app on the shopping cart. It's very cute, and it's very easy to use. Press, look, shop, or use the app, as I said before. Thank you. Then shop like you normally would. I thought I could get through this without screwing it up. It's that simple. And now, walk tall. Be proud. You did some good. And we thank you.
News.
News.
Chris Brown was arrested after a 9-hour standoff with police at his L.A. home yesterday and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. It all started early Tuesday morning when a woman left the house and called police, claiming Chris had threatened her with a gun. When police showed up, Chris refused to come out, but at one point someone threw a bag out a window. He's a smart boy.
He is. He and truly a good is. Guy, Mike. A good guy.
There are reports that the bag contained guns and drugs, but police won't confirm that. The alleged victim's name is Bailey Curran.
Hi there.
And she told TMZ she was hanging out at Chris's house with several other people, including Ray J, and everything was cool until she saw a guy at the house selling jewelry. She went over to admire the stuff, and Chris freaked out, telling her not to get near it. Then he pulled a gun, pointed it at her, and said, "Get the F out." That's when she left. Although, as she was leaving, one of his friends supposedly asked her to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
As she's leaving?
Bright folks. These some bright folks here.
Wow.
She didn't sign it. She took off and called the cops instead. I saw the video that he posted where you'd be hard-pressed to say he was sleepy. I think there was maybe something else going on that was involved there. He seemed to be under the influence of something. And now, if he was in possession of a gun, that's a potential 3-year rap.
But so he threw the bag of guns out the window. I have some of his rant that I was going to play in the audio vault, but
play
it seems
clip.
To fit here. Do you want to hear his rant against innocence? His rant about... I like this one, where he barricades himself in.
Tell me, now, when you hear this, tell me if you think he sounds sleepy or perhaps there's something else going
on.
And all this news... Y'all ain't doing nothing but give me better publicity. How old is it gonna be? Come on, my. I'm tired of this. Barricaded myself in my house. Have you seen my house? I'm gonna barricade myself in the palace. I'm not coming out. For what? I ain't did. I ain't gonna do. And it's always gonna be the police. Black Lives Matter. I don't care. Y'all gonna stop playing with me like I'm the villain out here, like I'm going crazy. I'm not. You guys got me. Though, so good luck. When you get the warrant or whatever you need to do, you're gonna walk right up in here and you're gonna see nothing, you idiots. I'm tired of dealing with y'all. Y'all the worst gang in the world, the police. And I said it. You.
He doesn't sound sleepy, but it's a weird mix. He sounds a little energized and a little slurry. Yeah, and there was one other thing he did when he was ranting out against justice and police and how things were all against him. He took time to mention this.
And while we're on my promo kick, let me not forget to say, go stream, download, buy Grass Ain't Greener video out. Ironic how I put a crazy video out, right? And then you got a bullshit story.
So he got his plug in there. I think that's nice. He's a good guy.
You know, can I be honest with this guy? I mean, really, I always thought potential tremendous talent level. I mean, a talent level that I thought if he could get his ass together, I think he would do really, really well. It's just unfortunate that he's been rolling like this ever since he was a kid.
Yep.
And I think his talent, and you know, all you have to do is see
he
the
got
kid
that
perform
second
on
chance.
Stage. Yeah, he got a second chance. Now he's just an F up. So we'll see what happens. Oprah has dropped some serious poundage, gentlemen.
Whoa.
All right, finally. Since she brought a piece of Weight Watchers, nobody's happier than she is, except maybe her boyfriend.
Yeah, Stedman.
Stedman Graham. I agree. She told People magazine, quote, "I've lost enough weight. He can pick me up and carry me to the pool." I can straddle him without breaking his back.
Oh, dear. That's interesting. Yes, and you know what? I'm thinking of the physics of that. I think they might be doing it wrong.
I don't know. That's right. Oprah hasn't revealed how much weight she's lost yet, but she says this has been a full-on lifestyle change, and she thinks it's going to stick. Hey, what a great way to lose the weight by the weight loss company. She says, "I don't feel like I'm on a diet, that I'm ever going to go off again. I feel like I'll be counting points for the rest of my life." It worked for my wife, so she's a big Weight Watchers fan.
Oh, cool.
So, should point that out. Anthony Weiner's wiener has not been kind to him, gentlemen. His latest sexting scandal has lost him 2 gigs as well as his wife. He was a commentator on the TV station New York One, but they put him on indefinite leave, and he'd also been writing columns for the Daily News since 2014. They said they're not going to run his stuff anymore. Anthony's first 2 sexting scandals cost him his seat in Congress and his shot at being mayor of New York. We discussed it a little bit yesterday. The guy's got some issues, so you know, I just think it's over. And if you watch the documentary where he's running for mayor, you'll see how broken the guy truly is.
My favorite part in the documentary is when he throws the bag of guns out the window.
And he calls his house a palace.
That's right.
This season, as it just keeps getting thicker, this season's Dancing with the Stars cast has been revealed. Here are the stars.
Stars. Hello, stars.
Ryan Lochte, you heard about that one already.
Hey, could you, as a favor, I know you don't like requests a lot, but could you read this as Tom Bergeron?
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, here are, Dancing with the Stars, Ryan Lochte, Amber Rose, Calvin Johnson Jr., Maury McCormack,
ooh, hot,
Rick Perry,
Governor,
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, no. Ooh.
And country singer, is it Jana or Jana Kramer? Jana Kramer?
Mike, I have it right here. It says, according to the pronunciation guide, it doesn't matter because she doesn't matter.
Jana Kramer. There they are. So between Amber Rose, Ryan Lochte, Rick Perry. Vanilla Ice, it's what it always
Rick
is.
Rick Perry, though, I want to see if he can dance.
He can't.
Oh, you know he will be able to. You know, he's done it. He'll be smooth. And it's like, how do you like my face stamp?
Of that cast, who do you think wins? Early prediction.
Let me see. My money's on I Don't Care. According to a new survey, Americans have too much stuff and not enough money. No surprise there, but check this out, because they also find a funny reason why this is the case. Half of us think we've got at least $1,000 worth of junk just sitting around our house. We don't use it, and we could sell it for good money, but we don't, and it just sits there. Here are a few more results of the survey. 48% of us think our homes are cluttered. I would fall into that category. Even though most of the stuff is in my garage, my garage counts, and I'm considering that too cluttered. That's
100%.
Look at that. 16% of us have a room we really can't use because it's filled with stuff. 41% of people say it's been more than a year since they got rid of some of their clutter, and 2% of people say, my house is so small I can't fit anything in it. That's for Oscar.
Very
right
true.
There.
When reached for comment, Carrie Spiewak said, I wish he'd die so I could sell the microphones.
You have too much stuff, don't you?
I do. My house is pretty much full right now. We do a good job. You know what? Your garage thing is a damning thing because the garage is a disaster. But as a rule, we keep our living space clean and tidy, but we don't have room for anything else. That's for true.
I get so jealous down here in Cocoonville when I'll drive by an open garage and I'll see this pristine, completely
redone. Like a gladiator
redone.
Garage?
Absolutely incredible. Like,
If you have a garage with a painted floor and a car in it, you're an enemy because I am so jealous.
I'm so jealous too. I can fit a car in my garage.
Car.
But I got stuff jammed. I mean, there are beach chairs that are in there. There's a power washer that I hardly ever use.
Is that where you have your still?
I keep, believe it or not, my tiny little garage is both a motorcycle and a car.
Whoa. Really?
It's in there right now. And a golf cart. In
Whoa.
That tiny little. So then put all the others.
It's like
and
Tetris.
I keep the garbage barrels in
there. Tetris!
No, they'd all disappear if that were the case.
And now a little something something. There's a guy in West Palm Beach, Florida, named Vladimir Putin. And he's a 48-year-old black guy with a goatee. And as far as we know, that is his real name. Putin is in the news because he just went nuts at a Publix grocery store last week and started randomly yelling at the employees. They called the cops because he wouldn't leave, and he was arrested for trespassing and obstructing officers. He got out on bail yesterday, Vladimir Putin did. He'll be in court in a few weeks, and please remember our state slogan of the day.
And it is?
Yes. Florida, we're crazy about our sunshine. Check that. We're just crazy. I mean, all of us. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. I'm going to try to do better with those slogans because I'm going to need one like 4 out of 5 days of the week.
Of course.
That's the way that's going to roll. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sunshine.
Listen to O'Maracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. Face it, posting your job in one place is not going to cut it. It's a hassle because you have to deal with the old-fashioned way. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart.
I'm smart.
Hey, I'm smart.
You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to all the sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter. We love ZipRecruiter. You will, too. If you are running your own small business or you're in the HR department at a business or you're somebody that is tasked with hiring the best employees, no matter what you're doing, you need ZipRecruiter. You post it once, then you watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Please do it today. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, the last day of August, August 31, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
You nasty boy. So, let us start with this. Do you realize it has been 10 years, a full decade, since Phil Collins has performed?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Because
I was thinking about that never.
But he came back last night. He performed at the U.S. Open.
Thank you, Pony. Thank you very much, Pony. I appreciate that.
I'm a big Phil Collins guy.
Because of his spinal issues, he can no longer drum. But he actually sounded pretty good. They opened the U.S. Open in New York, and he sang this. And here's what's kind of cool. The drum licks that are so familiar are actually being played by Phil Collins' son.
Oh,
so he's gearing up. I think he's going to go out on tour.
What's he doing at the U.S. Open?
Just like the opening ceremonies, he was one of the entertainers.
Voice is still there.
He does sound good.
I'm paying good money to see him. I'm going.
I mean, he would be... I don't think if you're going to see Phil Collins, the drumming is kind of incidental. I'm sorry, but it is.
But that's a pretty key lick that
I
his son
hear the
nailed.
Voice,
yeah,
that voice.
But the licks can be accomplished by another accomplished drummer. If it
you're
has
right.
to be his son... I mean, you go to see Phil Collins to hear Phil Collins' voice.
Yeah.
He's got his voice, and that's good.
And he also did another one. One of the stars of Hamilton, Leslie Odom Jr., filled in for Phil Bailey, and they did Easy Lover as well.
Still got his voice, baby.
He sounds
I love
great.
That. Yeah. I love that.
Doesn't that make great. You feel good, though? Because I think about when they revealed he wasn't going to tour or perform anymore, you kind of thought that was done.
Of all places, why do you... I know they have a new dome, and it costs millions and millions of dollars, but why would you soft launch there?
I have no idea.
Right?
That's an interesting... When you said, the open, it's like kind of... I look forward to hearing about this tour, and I love... You know, I mentioned even with that... One-hit wonder Procol Harum.
Yeah.
When you hear an old guy, an old codger,
still with
that
the
has
voice.
Preserved the instrument, and would I be right in assuming that due to perhaps medical knowledge, vocal care, the way these people, that healthier lifestyles in general, that you're getting more of these older musicians that preserve their instrument?
100%, because they're taking the new artists. Let's say a Meghan Trainor, and I'm not comparing Phil Collins to Meghan Trainor, but the way at 22... The way they have her conserve that voice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I heard a long interview with her where she says she has a doctor that monitors it on a regular basis.
I think you're right.
You got to.
That's what's happening.
You absolutely
wild.
Have to. Yeah, and that's why it is so cool when you meet an older musician. And I think another example of it is Stevie Wonder. He hasn't changed, hasn't missed a step. And it's magical when you hear it. All right.
Willie Nelson.
And of course, Mike. Wayne Newton.
You Rob.
Do you think DJs could have that if they didn't live such a hard life?
I think DJs that catch it in time do fine.
Duly noted.
I am actually quite proud of the way my voice has held up over the years. I'm very happy about that. And I think that hopefully it'll be... Just continue, please.
Scott Eastwood, Eastwood.
What?
Son of Clint Eastwood, Scott Eastwood, doesn't have his dad's cool demeanor in front of the camera when he's interviewed. And they
he's
asked
pretty,
him,
though. He's
he is
pretty
oh,
like
he's gorgeous.
Dad.
They asked him about the Fast 8, the manufactured fight between Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And his reply couldn't sound a lot. It couldn't sound more unlike his dad, because his dad would say something like, I don't know anything about it. And so instead, this is what we get.
I had a great time working on the film. Yeah. I don't know about that stuff. We had barbecues like every day on set. Like Tyrese would put on barbecues for everybody. We'd go run out and shoot a scene and come back and listen to music and, you know, eat grilled chicken.
So that's what made we had barbecues on set.
By the way, Scott Eastwood starred in a movie I watched on cable and actually recorded and watched again with Carla as the greatest chick flick that I probably have ever watched.
What is it?
Yeah. Which one?
It's a one step, one click above a Lifetime movie. It was with Alan Alda and Scott Eastwood. It's called The Longest Ride.
Wow. Do they make
it
love?
It is a chick flick. It is a chick flick, and it is a flashback to the 40s, and this had to be the drugs. This had to be the drugs that I was on.
But Alan Alda doesn't make love to Scott Eastwood.
No. Okay. Although I hoped for it.
Now, did you cry?
I did.
Oh, no. That's tough.
Yeah, but not the
That's
second
the drugs,
time I
though.
Watched it. Not the second time. The first time I was, all drugged up. I was like,
a new award on the Audio Vault, the A for Effort Award, goes to Coldplay because they tried to pay tribute in concert last night to Gene Wilder by singing the song Pure Imagination, and I think they missed the key and the melody.
Mm.
But other than that, it was a lovely gesture.
World of pure imagination. Over me, and you'll be in a world.
He tried to Coldplay it.
Yeah, don't Coldplay it.
No, that. Screw you.
Screw you! That's Mike. Actually,
bunch
that
of jerks.
That was the statement from Gene Wilder's family.
Screw you!
Screw you!
Yeah. Screw you! Come on!
Let us close today with a guessing game. I'm going to play you a noise from the animal kingdom, and you and Oscar are forced to guess what the noise is. Okay?
Please. Okay.
And here is your noise.
Got it.
Oscar has it. Go ahead.
Porcupines.
I'm sorry, porcupines is incorrect. Mike.
WAVA program director assistant Brian Bridgman.
No, I'm sorry. That noise once again. That is the noise of Oprah Winfrey getting on Stedman's back. No, no. That, believe it or not, baby rhinoceros.
Oh.
That, and you would think that would be like, yeah. But those are your baby rhinos, Mike.
I saw a couple of those walking through the neighborhood the other day.
That's all the rain. Yeah. That's what it is. That's baby your magic rhinos. Audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS. Or TMOS.
How's that?
Washington, D.C., 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag can be sent tonight after midnight to
Rob2Bs
at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day. Thank you, Chan. Thank you, Fried. My old friends, I appreciate that. The Mike O'Mara Show says thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.